You got that call in there. What was your first thought? What was going through your mind?
I was just, you know, ready. I felt prepared. I was, you know, ready to get in and just make something happen and be there for the team. So.
And I mean, you've seen like the second half efforts of this team this year. How does it feel like to really just put it away this time? I mean,
It's just a different vibe from this team. You know, it's my fourth year here, and we've had some great players here, and we've had some good teams, but something just a little bit different about this team. Like, you see us, you know, just have some bad things happen to us real early in the game, and no one really freaks out. Everyone's just still in it and focused and just ready to come back, and we expect to win. You know, I think that's a big difference with this team.
And I mean, 4-0, I mean, this team could be ranked next week, you know, the polls come out. I mean, what do you think about that? What does that mean to the squad?
I mean, that's just huge for our program, recruiting and just getting us recognized for, you know, it's tough getting their bowl games when teams start getting close with the record. So, just going 4-0 and this bye week, we'll get everybody healthy again, and just, you know, we're feeling great about the season, so we just got to keep pushing.
When you came in here last time, you relieved Chris, who got hurt. You guys came up just short. Talk about the feeling this time walking in here and getting the win.
I'll tell you, it's a better feeling, that's for sure. You know, I got some good experience in that game, but I wasn't, you know, really developed as a quarterback yet. Didn't know exactly what I was really doing, but I felt, you know, Phil's 2 years makes a huge difference. And I felt confident coming in the game, and, you know, felt confident I could do any play that needed to be done to, you know, help the team just keep on driving the field. So it's a great feeling, though, to come back here and do it again and get it done this time.
On that final drive that you guys had where you pushed it down the field for Huntville Scogel, what was the mood in the huddle when you walked out there knowing that you needed to run some clock?
I mean, we were pumped. I could see, you know, everyone was ready and ready to go down and win, and we were just kept saying, you know, 4-0 in the huddle, and, you know, line did a great job. We got it done, and Jared had a big run down the field and got us into field goal range, so, you know, good job.
You say that you weren't fully developed in that game 2 years ago, I would imagine it's got to feel good to you personally, individually, to come back in here in particular in light of the way that second half went for you.
Right. You know, I was prepared mentally. I knew what to do. You know, that was my first game to really play in at all, you know, in college. So just getting used to everything, the speed of the game, I was kind of just thrown in there, and I was like, hey, you know, here you go. So definitely got a lot more experience and confidence coming back here, you know, a couple years later, and obviously just feels great to come back and be able to win here. So. And, you know, 4-0, that's awesome.
Kind of a return to the scene of the crime.
Right, something like that. Yeah.
And I know you didn't want to see Chris go out, but, I mean, as it played out, it...
he'll be good. Well, you know, we got a bye week, and we got to have everybody healthy. You know, we got a long streak here of SEC games, and we got a lot of good teams coming in, and a lot of good teams we're going to play, so we're definitely going to need everybody healthy. And you know, like we were talking about before the game, it's just a little bit different with this team. It's just a team effort. Offense is playing good. Defense is playing good. Special teams is playing good. We need everybody out there, you know.